This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Central College, The Brew, George's and Windmill Cafe, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley USA, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, and U.S. Bank in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Verduft Agency, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Allen Family Dentistry, Witten Construction, and Scott Van Tassel with Edward Jones. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do low interest rates mean for those thinking about buying or selling a home? What do they mean for investors? Is it time to rethink how we invest? In the first part of a 10-part special in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Jamie Wissey and Tammy Ritchie with U.S. Bank, Pella. So, Jamie, interest rates are at historic lows, they tell me. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, it's been challenging on the banking side with rates being low, both having to do with financing and earning interest rates. And so we've seen that on both sides, customers coming in and obviously wanting better interest rates on borrowing needs and better interest rates on interest, earning interest needs as well. We've been working with a lot of customers, particularly on the retail side and the commercial side. Interest rates has always been a concern. Primarily I deal with commercial customers, and they're very rate sensitive when it comes to their borrowing needs. And so I've been working with a lot of customers and educating them on ways that they can make their money work for them and also be able to pay a lower interest rate too with their lending needs. And I think on the retail side, Tammy has seen a lot of that as well with customers coming in, maybe more so customers coming in wanting to visit with you about interest rates on the interest that they would be earning on their money, as well as the lending side too.
Let me make sure I've got this right. Rates for borrowing are historically low. That sounds great, but then there's the other side of that is there's some return on some investments isn't going to be as great. Is that right? When
you're investing, say, in an IRA or a CD, you know, in the past years they've paid, or even a money market, they've paid a better return, a higher interest rate. So it's hard when you can actually borrow at a very low rate. Obviously, these products are not going to yield a high return.
And so if we go back into the, say, the 70s or 80s, and people were getting, what, 8% returns on CDs?
At 10%. I mean, you know, they were. They actually, you know, CDs used to pay 10 or 15, you know, 11%. So sadly, some of these, when you lock them down for so many years, when they're ready to roll and they're paying point something now, you know, obviously there's very little return on that for your investment. So, you know, but even the money markets, checking accounts, savings accounts, it's hard to get a return on that when you can actually borrow the money for, you know, such a low rate historically.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Extras Consignment in Pella, Marion County Bank, Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton, Topaz Styling Salon in Pella, and Crown Pharmacy. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting kniakrls.com and clicking Radio Play. Plus, it's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Walmart, Crossroads of Pella, Whiskas Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Kevin Wadley, CPA.
I I continued my conversation about low interest rates with Jamie Wissey and Tammy Ritchie with U.S. Bank, Pella. And what is the rates now, more or less? I know it probably depends on a variety of factors, but what's sort of a normal range on loan, let's say for a home loan?
Those really vary from day to day, but they're anywhere, you know, somewhere around the, you know, 3%, depending on the term and the property. But yeah, when you're, you know, borrowing at 3%, you certainly aren't going to be, you know, earning it at 3%. And so that's when there's an influx, when customers maybe need to look at some different options for investing, maybe some non-traditional options that we've had our customers visit with our investment banker, and he has different options there as well. Still not, you know, the 8 or 10% that everyone would like to see, or even the, you know, the 5%, but there are other ways to have your money work for you than the traditional CDs or savings accounts that we've been accustomed to.
Well, so those CDs that everybody was buying up like crazy, and until relatively recently, I would guess, until maybe 8, 10 years ago? I don't know. You're the bankers. But, I mean, like in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was like everybody was into the CDs.
Everybody did CDs. Or even the double E series bonds. We've had people bring those in. Actually, the banks are not even selling them. I don't think any banks are selling them anymore because the return is just not there. So that actually, you have to go through the actually the Treasury Department to actually even purchase or return those, because the return on investment is so low.
Well, that's just sort of sad, isn't it? I remember growing up buying those savings bonds, investing in America, and then you know, just it was a goal. That's how you learn to save, in part, right?
When your kids are little and you buy those and they can double by the time they've graduated from high school, it's a really good investment because, you know, but sadly that's a thing, you know. Right now, it's a thing of the past.
No more. And
no
so
more.
Are CDs a thing of the past? Are they going the way of the savings bond?
Well, no, it's still an option, but the interest is so low on them right now that, you know, people are, because you're actually, you know, with a CD, you're tying your money. You have to lock it in for so many months. So to get the interest rate that is so low right now historically.
And so some of us that bought those years ago and we're not looking at
looking
them.
Looking for another option.
We still have the CD option. It maybe isn't the best option anymore, like the savings bond isn't the best option. And so I think it's important that you visit with the investment banker as well as your financial banker and find and educate yourself on all of the options, because what traditionally was always, you know, a CD or a savings account or a savings bond was the best way to go. I think things have changed a little bit, that there are other options out there, whether it be a cash management account or a money market account or even mutual funds accounts. There's more and better options, and I think the financial world has had to make an adjustment and make a shift to give the consumer more options because of the rates that we're looking at for lending and borrowing.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Lighten State Bank, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Marion County Public Health, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Advantage Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Knoxville Raceway, and William Penn University. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about low interest rates with Jamie Wissey and Tammy Ritchie with U.S. Bank, Pella. Well, it's probably pretty easy to teach our young investors this because they weren't used to that, those historic investment instruments. But people that have been around a little bit longer, like me, you probably have a harder time convincing us of switching or changing. Is there an educational issue, especially for older folks?
I definitely think so. And I think it's a conversation that they're having with their bankers, with their investment representative, and maybe even with the CPAs and the accountants to see what would be the best option for them. But I think it's most important that they do have all the information and all of the options available, as opposed to maybe just doing what they had always done in the past, whether that be, you know, a CD that every year, every couple of years, they're just rolling over into a new CD because that's what they're familiar and safe with, when there could be some products and services out there that are a better option for them and get them a better return. It'll just maybe look a little different than it has in the past.
Can you fill me in on what some of those, one or two of those might be, what's particularly popular now?
We do see a lot of money market options and a lot of cash management accounts that maybe have some investing in mutual funds. We work with our investment banker, and he gives us kind of some information and some projections on what those accounts have historically done in the past and what they expect them to do in the future. But it really depends on the person's, you know, individual circumstances and finances. But anymore, with the volatility of rates and investments, I think you have to have a plan moving forward that's tailored specifically to you and to your borrowing and interest and financial needs. And I think it's important that people sit down and relook at that, because what's worked in the past maybe isn't what's going to work in the future. And just keeping yourself educated, I think, is important.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Twyla Wilson Sales Director Shackley Corporation, Sandals Lounge, 3M Manufacturing of Knoxville, Iowa Realty, and Hy-Vee in Knoxville. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, Mark Ellingson with VSR Financial, Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, and Empower Health, Pella's Health Food Store.
I continued my conversation about low interest rates with Jamie Wissey and Tammy Ritchie with U.S. Bank, Pella. It's still a great time to buy a home. Do people still consider homes good investments now after the housing crash or bubble, whatever you want to call it?
I think so. I think that they're getting maybe better returns on real estate investments than they would be getting on their, you know, regular investment accounts. And I see customers wanting to, whether it be purchasing agricultural land or rental properties, because they are getting a better return on those than they would be on a typical CD or a savings account. And rates are favorable if they're looking to purchase property, whether it be the ag land or rental properties, second homes, vacation homes, things like that. We see a lot more borrowing and a lot more looking and investing money in those type of assets, as opposed to it just sitting in a CD or a savings account.
So that's a good thing to be doing, buying land, and especially farmland. Well, but you have to worry about is that bubble going to burst too?
Right? I don't think farmland would.
I don't think it's going to do that.
I see that only moving up.
Yeah, with the farm economy being as strong as it has been, obviously that's driven the price of farmland up. But I still think that's a good investment, and maybe, you know, depending on your situation, a better investment than these CDs or savings accounts. But again, it's more tailored to what your individual financial goals would be. But we do see farmland. I mean, prices are at an all-time high. Every time I think I've seen the highest per acre price, I see another one that comes up, you know, a month or two later. But I still think that for the right individual, it is a good investment.
Well, we're always going to need to eat, aren't we?
Yes,
right.
We are.
So we're always going to need that valuable farmland. So everybody always says, when I talk to bankers, investment people, they always say what your goals are. It all depends upon what your goals are. Well, everybody, let's just, to me, it seems like everybody wants to get as much money as they can. Isn't that the ultimate goal, or is it more, we need to hone it down a little bit more than that?
I think, you know, getting paid the best rate of return is important. But some people may have different goals where they're short-term goals or long-term goals. And I think that's important, whether they're planning for their kids' college education or they're planning for their own retirement. And sometimes it's a little bit of both. But I think it's important for them to let their financial planner or their banker know, this is what I have coming up. This is my goal. This is where I want to be. And the more information you can give us, the better products and services we can recommend to you to help you reach those goals.
And probably in our communities, we have people that want to assume differing amounts of risk.
Yes, that's very true. And a lot of that depends on what your goals are and age and just a lot of different factors that come into play. But, you know, you see it all the time about, you know, different banks or financial institutions that, you know, maybe have suffered and aren't paying, you know, the best returns or best dividends or things like that. And so I think you do have to be careful and know where your money's at and who's making your money work for you and really pay attention to those statements and letters and notices that you get in the mail more so than in past years.
Well, let's go back to home loans real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Important to do now if you're thinking about it. Is it harder to get a loan now?
No, I wouldn't say it's harder to get a loan, but I would say that if you're interested in a home loan, I don't think the rates will go lower. I think that they can only, you know, because with the market right now, I think that the rates are historically way lower than we ever thought they would be. So it's a really good time to purchase or, you know, put your money into a home loan because the rates are so low.
Well, and they were low in part, correct me if I'm wrong, to help stimulate the economy, and the economy is coming
exactly.
back. So as the economy goes back, those rates are
going
to...
I do see them going up. Yes. I do see that. Yes, I do think they will go up, you know, because the economy is turning around. So if you're going to lock in for a 30-year loan, now's the time to do it. Or if you're going to do some remodeling, you know, to refinance, the rates on a refinance are, you know, or a home equity loan are... At a historic low. So now would be the time to invest in that kind of a situation.
Okay, so your advice going into the new year is, if you're thinking about buying a home, buying real estate, do it now, and look at your investment portfolio to see if it's earning what it could. Is that right? Is it that simple?
In a nutshell, I think it is that simple. I think it's just a matter of paying attention to your finances, looking where you're at and knowing where you want to go, and make sure that your money's, you know, working for you as opposed to just sitting and not doing anything. I think with the rates being where they're at, I think, you know, everybody needs to be paying attention and looking at their finances. Where maybe in the past it was fine to just kind of sit and wait and, you know, we'll see where things are going, but with rates being at a historical low, I think now is the time to do something if you have something in mind that you wanted to do. If you're sitting on the fence waiting, are rates going to go up? Are they going to go down? I think now, especially with the first of the year coming up, now is the time to do something. And maybe you make that your resolution to pay more attention to your finances or review your, you know, investment portfolio. But I think it's the more information that you can get, the better you'll be, and just to take the time to look at it. I mean, it can only benefit you in the long run.
Thanks to Jamie Wissey and Tammy Ritchie for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.